day, blessed people. Welcome to Daily Motivation with Reverend Singleton. Today's motivation is birthed from the book of John, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 8. When you get a chance, read through the scriptures. To paraphrase the scriptures, we're going to look at a story there. There was a man that sat at the pool called Bethesda for 38 years. There were many other people lying beside the pool. In a certain season, an angel went down into the pool. Whoever stepped in the pool afterwards was healed. For 38 years, other sick people stepped in the water before him. He watched others get healed for 38 years, yet he lied by the pool sick. The sick man felt defeated. The sickness defeated him emotionally as well as physically. He was debilitated by his sickness. Maybe everyone else seemed mightier with their issue because he wasn't the only one that was sick. He wasn't the only one that needed healing. And all the other people around him were able to get in the pool. Yet, for 38 years, he lied there. I don't know if his issue impeded his will to get in the pool. Sometimes your issues will impede you. It will hinder you from getting healed, from getting delivered. There are times that we are just accustomed to being hurt, that we won't seek happiness because you have been with hurt so long. You have been in a situation of disappointment so long that you just stay. And you lost your will, you lost your perseverance, your fight. Now this man lied there for 38 years and he watched everyone else. And in life, we sometimes become the audience to other people's lives. You're around the people, you're watching other people do well, you're watching other people work, you're watching other people seem happy and seem to have a peaceful life, and you're sitting there watching and you're not doing anything to change your situation. This man sat there for 38 years and he could not figure out how to change his situation. He could not figure out, this is enough. I'm going to get in this pool. I'm going to get in the, and when this season comes of healing, if I have to roll myself in the water, I'm going to roll. No, he lied there. He's by the pool waiting for. So when Jesus came along and he saw, and Jesus knew how long he was, there's nothing that you're going through that's new to him. God knows all about you. He knows exactly the hidden, the darkness, the deep-rooted illness that you have. He knows exactly how long you have it. It's no surprise him. When Jesus came along and he spoke to the man, the first thing the man said to him is, no one will help me. I've been lying here and no one will help me. Jesus asked him, did he want to be healed? On this day, I'm asking you, do you want to be healed? Sometimes we become comfortable or content with sicknesses, with our issues, because they're all different types of sicknesses. It's not just a cold, a flu, a virus that's going around. There are times we have mental sicknesses. And a lot of times, many of us have sicknesses that we don't even know it's a sickness. We don't even know it's an illness. We walk around, pride is a sickness. Hatred is a sickness. Self-envy is a sickness. We don't even realize that there are other kind of sicknesses other than physical. And when you look at verse 8, Jesus commanded him to take action. Jesus is telling you today, take action. Stop lying there waiting for someone to fix your life. Do you want to be healed? You're going to need to get up and take action. action. Take responsibility. He was at the pool watching all the other sick people get healed. Be cautious of when you're taking action. One of the actions is be wise to who you have around you. He was hanging around a bunch of other sick people. They were sick. They couldn't help him. If I'm sick, if I'm full of pride and you need to be delivered from pride and we hanging together, how are you going to get delivered? You need to be around someone that's stronger than you, that's more, that's well, someone that can encourage you, someone that can say you have nursed this problem long enough. You have been sick long enough. Do you want to be healed? Do you want a financial breakthrough? If you want a financial breakthrough, use wisdom with your money. Create a budget. Do you want to have peace in your life? Make peaceful decisions. Watch the actions, the choices you have. Every day we face with a choice. What choice will you choose? Will you choose a choice that will benefit your flesh, that's destructive? Or will you choose a choice, a spiritual choice, the choice that God wants you, that will draw you closer? It comes a time in your life that you have to stand up and say, for God I live and for God I die. And I might be sick, but I'm going to keep on going. I might have this issue, but nothing's going to stop me. I'm not going to lie here for 38 years. I'm not lying here for 38 days. I'm not lying here for 38 hours. I'm going to continue to press on. I'm going to continue to do whatever I need to do that's going to bring healing. Healing into my mental state. A lot of us are walking around with mental, emotional issues, but you have to be determined that you want deliverance. You want healing. What are you doing about your own sickness? Are you surrounding yourself with sickness? Who are you calling on the phone? Who are those people that you're venting to? Are they just as sick as you? Pick up the phone. First of all, don't pick up the phone and call anyone before you call on the Lord. Call on him. Lord, it is I who stand in the need of you today. It is I who need a touch from you. Lord, give me direction, Father. Give me the strength to stand. You can't go by your feelings. So there's some times in life where you just don't feel like pressing on. In those times, you got to roll on. Continue to do what you need to do to be healed. But you can't stay stagnated. Change your thinking. Change your perspective. Watch the people you're around. You're wondering why things don't work because you encamp yourself with other people that were just as sick as you are. And you're all sick, laying at a pool, and they're jumping in before you. Because in the day, in this age we're living now, people don't care about whether you're going to be well. They just want to reach out. They will step over you. They jump over you. They leave you behind as long as they get. We live in a world where people just want to get and not give back. So don't sit there waiting for somebody to pull you into the pool. Do you want to be healed? Do you want a financial breakthrough? Do you want peace? Do you want to have emotion control over your emotion? Today, it's your choice. You have the power. God has already equipped you. God is not going to do for you what he's already equipped you to do for yourself. Do you want to be healed, or do you want to lie there crying about how sick you are and how no one's going to help you? Oh, I'm broke. No one wants to loan me money. Learn how to budget your own money. Oh, I'm sick. I don't know what to do. Take better care of your body. Oh, I feel alone. Well, who did you bring into your life that made you feel so isolated now that you need to be alone? Make better choices today. Start with today. Do you want to be healed? I pray that everyone in the sound of my voice will be healed, set free and delivered, that you will take action. Jesus told the man to take action. Get up. Get up. On this day, get up and make a change. God bless you. May the peace of God be with you. May you draw closer and nearer to him. May you be encouraged to continue on this journey called life with God.